Hi guys, welcome back to Simply You. Be here, be real, be you with Carly Basham. Thank you all so much for tuning in this Sunday. It truly means the world to have your all's love and support. Thank you so much to my team for your all's constant hard work. Just for my circle, my best friends, my family. Thank you all so much for just being my rocks and just making me feel like this platform is worth it and actually doing something. So without further ado, welcome back to Simply You. I'm so excited and especially to get into the conversation that we're going to be having today. This conversation that we're going to have today honestly has been something that has been a reoccurring topic amongst my friends recently. So then I was like, may as well just talk about it on here. And that is just the topic of growing up, right? Especially being in your 20s and growing up, it can just be so hard. It can feel almost impossible. So that's just where I wanted to have this episode kind of be an introduction and an opening to the stresses, the feelings that can come with figuring out in your 20s, because it's not easy. There are so many of us who are going through it, who are in the middle of it. And that's just where I really want us to all be able to lean on each other and know that we are not alone. We're all probably feeling very similar things. There's ways to work around it, right? So I'm so excited to get into it today with you guys. Let's go. Throughout your 20s, I just think it can be so overwhelming and feel so hard because there's so many changes going on around you. There's so many decisions that you're either having to make or having to try to navigate your next move from. And it's just, it can feel like so much, and honestly too much. And I think also within your 20s, it's a time where, you know, you are losing friendships, you're gaining friendships, you're meeting new people, you're losing your old people. Like, there's so many things that are changing, not only like your stage of life, but also maybe your people who you're surrounding yourself with is kind of altering like a little bit, you know. And that's just where it may not even be in one aspect of your life, it may be in so many other aspects of your life. You're just feeling and seeing so many changes being had, but change can be scary. It can feel so scary, but I promise you, just trust it and just try to enjoy it as much as possible. With your 20s too, this has been something honestly that my friends and I have been talking about. It's just, there's so many possibilities out there that it honestly can be so overwhelming, just because it's honestly harder if there's too many things to pick from than just whenever there's like one or two. And I think we just need to go back to just being grateful that we have so many opportunities and possibilities that we are able to go after. But with that, we can't also ignore the fact that it is also extremely fucking overwhelming too. So just knowing that it is okay to not know what exactly you want to be doing right now, telling yourself that there is going to be a day where you are going to figure that out and see it too. It's so hard because we are trying to figure out the rest of our lives, right? We are trying to create our own personal life. It's not like we are having our parents set up our lives for us and us having like a set schedule and, you know, calendar. It's literally like starting from scratch. And that's where I feel like it can feel so overwhelming and so scary, because you literally are almost starting from scratch of your life. Like, yes, you may have gone to school or you may have, you know, done sports or done whatever, but at the end of the day, whenever you are in your 20s, you are ultimately the one that is the decision maker. And I feel like for most of us, that is our first time being in that position where we are solely the ones who are choosing our next move. And it is, there's so much pressure that can be with that too, and just learning how to sit and handle that pressure is so important. So yeah, kind of like I was saying, there's just so many possibilities I feel like in your 20s that you can do. You can start to feel stuck. You can start to feel like either you aren't doing anything and that you aren't doing enough, or that you wouldn't be doing this but you're not. So then that can cause frustration, and it's negative and hard, and pressuring emotions can just continue to evoke within you, because again, there's so many possibilities. Being in your 20s too, there's just so much that you have to figure out. You don't have a set schedule that is given to you, whether that's through academics, whether that's with your workouts. You have nothing set, right? It almost feels like you have control over nothing in your life. At least that's how I feel sometimes. I'm like, I just feel like everything is just out of my hands at this point. Like, I feel like I don't have anything that I can even try to control or try to, like, get a hold of or get a grip over. But I think also that stress and that frustration and that pressure being in your 20s can come from just trying to figure out your career, finding a workout schedule, you know, a balanced, clean diet, finding a routine to see your friends and see your family, you know, because it's not like you're in college where you're seeing your friends every single day, right? And that's just where you're gonna have to figure out and really take time to prioritize where you are spending your time, who you are giving your time to, because as soon as you get into the quote-unquote like real world and you are in your 20s, you are gonna have to start really breaking down your time and figuring out where is this time of my day gonna go to, you know? It really goes back to time management, because with all of those decision-making things that we have to try to process and navigate through, it can be so hard. You can feel so stuck, and honestly there can be so much pressure that's to it, because they are big things, right? They are monumental things that we have to now make a big decision on. Especially, I think, just being in this stage, we can sometimes feel like we don't know what we're doing. We can feel like we are not the best one to make that decision, or we're like, I feel like it's just way like above where I'm at right now. But in those moments where it just seems almost bigger than you, or where you think that you just can't make the decision or can't take that next step forward, just because, again, it seems so big and so scary, that's where I really want to challenge you just to go for it. Literally just jump and see what happens, right? Especially in your 20s, you are going to be tested the most. We are going to be thrown opportunities and hardships and people and circumstance where we are going to have to navigate through and learn and grow from. That is what our 20s are for, is to learn and grow as much as possible. And that can just be so scary and intimidating. Really just challenging ourselves to go after our 20s, chin up, 10 toes deep, right? Like, just go after it, to be honest. Your 20s is weird too, because it can seem like days and just the timing of it can just feel so long, and you're like, oh my god, like my days are never ending, like they're just yada yada. But then also in like the grand scheme of 20s, I feel like it goes by so quick. And that's just where I think we have to just go back to truly trying to take it day by day and enjoying the process. Because I promise you, before we know it, we are going to be 30, 40, 50, 60 years old. And we are going to look back at this time and be like, holy shit, like that was really like my prime, you know? So that's just where I just hope that we all are able to capitalize on it and just go after our 20s, doing everything that we have always wanted to go after, you know? Your 20s is hard too, because everyone is at a different point in their life, right? You have people who are getting married. You have people who are moving to a different city. You have people who are starting to solo travel, or who are moving back to their hometown, or starting a new small business, or a person who is just, you know, getting promoted. There are so many people at so many different stages of life throughout their 20s, and my friends and I also talk about this all the time, because I really feel like that is such a big factor for what makes us think and feel like we are so behind, especially in our 20s, because we see some of our friends who are getting married or who are having kids or who are moving to these big cities or who are getting promoted, and then you may look at your life and be like, well, I'm still single, I have no kids, I don't know what I want to do for my career, I don't know where I want to live. Like, there can be so many questions that can make you be like, holy shit, like I'm not doing enough, I don't have anything figured out. And once you start thinking like that, that's where all of that stress, like even saying that out loud, literally just created like a knot in my stomach, because it's just those questions and those thought patterns evoke that type of feeling, right? But again, I think it's good that we ask ourselves that, because that's where we can kind of see where we're at in life. But we can't look at it in the sense of comparison and thinking that we're not doing enough or that our lives right now are less than or not valuable, right? Just because your friend or this person is, you know, getting married or moving to a big city or just launched off with their career does not mean that what you want in life is not going to happen, right? Because I promise you, I feel like you see it all the time. People get married at 20 and they don't see their career success till they're 35 or 40, right? And like vice versa, people don't find their life partner until they're maybe like 30, 35. They set themselves up and they take off in their career maybe earlier. There's always something that someone is going to be chasing. No matter how much a person online or on social media seems or looks like they have their life together, there is always something in that person's life that they don't feel or have completely together. It's impossible to. It is literally impossible to. And if you feel like you do, good for you. I personally think that it is almost impossible to have everything in your life 100% figured out. There's always something to, you know, try to alter or grow or like learn it or just try to work through. It's gonna be hard. It's gonna be scary. Where you are at right now is exactly where you are meant to be. But if you think about it, it also makes sense on why our 20s can spark up so much stress within us too. Because again, we are seeing so many people's lives being lived differently. And if you really break it down even further than that, we went from middle school and all being in the same routine, kind of living very similar lives in that aspect of it, to going to high school, to going to college. And I mean, yes, our backgrounds and our walks of life have all looked different. All of our experiences, yes, were all different within those times. But as far as the schedule and structure of life that we were living, it was all on the same track, right? It was kind of all going the same speed. And now we are all going different speeds, right? We have people going 50 miles per hour. We have people going 10 miles per hour. You know, we have people going in the fast lane. We have people spending their 20s right now in the middle lane and some people in the slow lane. We are all going to be living our 20s at different speeds, going after different milestones, hitting different milestones at different times. But again, that does not take away value or make where you are at less than. It does not mean that where you are at is not good enough or not right. I promise you, it just means that they're at a different point of life than you. But that is so cool, you guys, because that means that we can take what they have learned throughout their journey and apply it to where we're at right now. And that's just where the constant circle of being able to learn and being able to grow and just constantly have this revolving conversation of wisdom and growth. Because again, if we all are going after different things and at different points of our lives, that means that whenever we all get to another point of our lives, we are going to be able to lean on the people in our lives who have already been through that, right? And that's just where your support system can play such a huge factor into your life, especially in your 20s, because in those moments where you feel like you don't have things figured out or where you are going after something new or different, go to your friends, right? They may have something that can allow you to either think outside the box or paint the picture a little bit differently. There's no, you know, clean cut program. There's no clean cut schedule. It is basically like a blank canvas. But that's what's so exciting and can be so exciting about your 20s, is because we can take that blank canvas and literally paint and create our own life, our own picture, our own story. I really want us to tap into that energy, because yes, those nerves, the pressures, anxiety, and stresses of your 20s is never going to go away. But we can work to alleviate it by tapping into the excitement and the exhilaration of your 20s too. Like your 20s, whenever you have that nice, clear canvas, it is your only time. It is our only time where we have true control and power to invest in our next step and really be the decision makers at this point of life. I feel like our life up until now, we have really not kind of had our lives pathed out for us, so to speak, but we have had a lot of resources help with our next move and help get us to our next move. And now being at a point in your life where you literally have a clear, clean canvas, where you are the sole decision maker of it, it can feel and be so scary. But then that makes me raise the question of, why is that so scary versus so exciting? You know, why do we feel more scared than more excitement? If we can slowly try to alter this way that we look at our 20s right now, rather than seeing this clear canvas and being like, holy shit, I don't know where to begin. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to create. Instead of kind of going that route, I want to challenge all of us to be like, oh my gosh, I have this nice, beautiful, clear canvas out in front of me. I cannot wait to create it and make it everything that I want it to be, right? Because we all have things that we want to go after. We all have dreams. We all have goals. We all have tastes. We all have desires in this life, right? And you may not be able to see it or have clarity of it right now, because rather than looking at it and making it seem like it's this big, scary thing, make it seem like it is the most exciting thing ever, because we literally have the chance to go after everything that we want in this life and make it fit and look how we want it to. Like, it's so cool. So yeah, that's just where I really want to challenge all of us, not to get so caught up in the big picture of the 20s, but really just start to take it day by day, as hard as that may be. I mean, I literally struggle with it every single day. I text my friends about it so much, but really just trying to take your 20s day by day, because I promise you they are going to go by in the blink of an eye. So I really just want to challenge all of us to try to be present, try to just go for it, right? This is the only time in our lives where we have endless amounts of possibilities in this world. So let's just go after it. Do not let anyone tell you that you cannot go for it. Do not let anyone tell you that your dream is too big or that it's stupid or whatever. If you are thinking it, if you can see it, it is because it is meant for you. And there is no better time to go after what you want in life than in your 20s. So really, really challenge yourself to start creating and painting on that clear canvas. You were handed that canvas for a reason and at this time right now. So really every single day, challenge yourself to contribute just one small thing to that canvas a day, right? The whole canvas does not have to be painted in one day, but just try to contribute just one small thing to that bigger picture of the canvas. If you do that, and if you continue focusing on those small contributions that you can make in your life and that canvas, so to speak, that is where you are going to make it to 40, 50 years old and be like, wow, I went after and did so many awesome things in my 20s. I was able to push past that fear and just go for it. And like, I want all of us to be able to get there, and we all are capable of doing it. You know, like, book that trip, fail forward, fall in love, move to a big city, stay where you're at, you know? Whatever you want to do that is going to make you the happiest, that is going to make you the most excited and passionate about living your life in your 20s, do that. Tap into that. And the people who will tell you not to are the people who are just standing in the way of your highest self and of your greatest potential. You don't have to move to a big city or make these extravagant changes, right? If you are very content and just honestly love where you're at right now, do not feel pressured and do not feel like you have to change or move anything, right? We can feel a lot of those additional pressures to do more than we honestly need to be doing, right? Keep it simple. Less is more. We do not have to solve and do and accomplish everything in this world. All that we have to do is prioritize our passions and our happiness in ways that we can give those to the world. Yes, go for it. If you have a vision, if you have a dream, absolutely 100% go for it and go 10 toes deep in it. But if you are in your 20s and living at home, just saving up, have a roommate or are single or have a partner and you two just moved and got a place together, whatever stage of life, whatever your life looks like right now, if you are genuinely happy and if your life makes you excited, if you're passionate about it, don't feel the need to have to change it, right? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That can apply to your life too. So I really just wanted to preface that, just because yes, we are talking about obviously like going after that change in your 20s and, you know, taking the risk, doing all of these amazing things. But with that being said, again, it's that double-sided coin. Don't feel like you have to do all of these big things or big moves or big changes if you feel like you don't need it. But that's also where our 20s is so fun. Going at different speeds is going to mean that we are chasing something different, right? Because this person might be chasing something that may have them be going at 80 miles per hour versus your friend maybe chasing something that needs them to slow down and it just takes a little bit more time there. So the more that we can realize that, the more pressure that it can take off of us and all of us around us. And just knowing that, again, where you are at is literally where you are meant to be. So I think just knowing that we are all going to be content in one place and feel disastrous in another place in our lives, right? I just think that that can take so much pressure off of ourselves and just allow ourselves to give ourselves some more grace too, you know? If you feel like you don't have everything figured out, that is because you do not have everything figured out. It is okay to not have everything figured out. If anything, I would honestly be concerned if you did have everything figured out, because we are so young and there's still so much for us to experience and learn and see out there that it's like, it's not even feasible for us to expect ourselves to have everything figured out. But just knowing that you're not alone, if a person out there seems like they have every single aspect of their lives handled and figured out and it's perfect, I promise you there is something in their lives that they still feel stressed about, frustrated about, or that they could be doing better, right? So there's always areas of improvement. With that, remind yourself that giving yourself grace is essential, especially in this time of life too. Life always works itself out. I don't know how it does, but it always works itself out, and we are going to get exactly where we want to be. So with that being said, I want to challenge all of us this week to write down one thing that we have always wanted to do or go after, and then ask yourself why we haven't done it, right? Is it because we are afraid of what someone might think, afraid of failure? Is it because we are going to be embarrassed? Is it because we don't have the financial funding for it yet? Whatever it may be, really just take this week to sit back, ask yourself, and really just reflect on it. Whatever answer you start to hear, really just listen and sit back with it, because I think it's going to tell you a lot about where you're at in this life too. We are in our prime, we are entering our prime, and we deserve everything. I just really want us to all have the courage to go after it. Don't be afraid to look silly, be silly, sound silly. If you want something, that means that it is important enough to go after. Who cares if you fail? Who cares if you look stupid? Who cares if people laugh? Who cares if people talk shit? People are gonna talk shit, laugh, make fun of you, and do literally all of those things regardless. Just don't let those things, those external negative things, affect you from going after greatness, right? Because those people trying to belittle your dreams or your goals or yourself, that is more so a reflection of them. So if you're just gonna continue being head down, focus on your goals, going after the things that you want to, that may seem scary, you are going to not only get what you want, but also become a better person too. Because whenever you take those next steps forward and going after your goals, you are going to prove yourself so much more and just find so many more things about yourself that you didn't even know were in there too. So really just continue to challenge yourself, continue to go after the things that you want, but especially in your 20s, because now is our time, people. It's scary to go for it. It's hard to go for it. Everything good in this life is worth working for. It is worth fighting for, whether that be a job, a career, a partnership, your friends, your dream, whatever that looks like in your eyes, it is worth it. So don't let the fear of failure, don't let the fear of being silly or sounding stupid, being seen, stop yourself from accomplishing greatness. We all deserve it. We all can. Yes, we're gonna have to work for it, but that's where the beauty and the journey starts to happen, right? Is starting to work through that process and really prove to ourselves and show ourselves all that we are capable of. Just know that the journey, yes, it is so scary, but it is so rewarding too. So just keep taking it day by day. Keep finding gratitude in your everyday life. Keep focusing on those small wins and trying to contribute one thing to your canvas every single day. And I promise you, you are going to create the most beautiful life, the most beautiful canvas that you could have ever envisioned. And I'm so excited to share and create all of our canvases together. Most importantly, know that you are exactly where you are meant to be, okay? Keep continuing to take your 20s day by day, knowing that if you stay present, if you focus on what is right in front of you, the big picture is going to happen. The canvas is going to be created and it is going to be finished. So there are some things that are out of our control, especially within our 20s, that is okay. Continue to try to be fluid with it. Continue just to try to ride the wave of fluidity throughout our 20s. And know that you are exactly where you are meant to be, that you're doing exactly what you are meant to be doing, and you are enough to. And I'm so excited to just see where we all end up in this life. It is so exciting, and I can't wait just to continue sharing more about it. Thank you all so much for tuning in to this week on Simply You. I hope you all have a phenomenal week coming up. Cannot wait to talk with you all more next week. And don't forget that little prompt about something that you have been wanting to accomplish. Cannot wait to hear more about that. But you all are beautiful. You are strong. You all are worth it. And just thank you all so much again for tuning in. And I will see you all next week on Simply You. Be here. Be real. Be you with Carly Basham. Bye, guys.